Perhaps the biggest change to the program revolves around something called prior authorizations. They are exactly what they sound like. The three managed care companies, known as MCOs, now require proof that you actually need a prescription or procedure before they'll pay for it. As Denise Colby of Belmont can tell you, that is very different from how things used to run.
As long as the primary care, the pediatrician approved it, we never had a problem. We never had to deal with calling Medicaid, looking for answers. It was always smooth.
The prior authorization process has been anything but smooth for her 5-year-old son, Christian.
Once it went live, we weren't aware of how many changes were actually going to transpire for us and for other families in the state.
Christian is on the autism spectrum and also suffers from EE disease, a painful condition that impacts swallowing. He takes a daily oral steroid, a generic that runs more than $300 a month. In December, when Denise went to get a refill, the pharmacy told her the managed care company wouldn't cover a full month's supply. So she called the doctor. The doctor called the MCO. The MCO reran the prescription through its billing system, still rejected. There were more calls over the next few weeks. Colby kept getting a different representative and a different answer.
This time, I demanded to speak to a case manager, a care manager, whatever their title was for somebody in charge.
A higher up at the MCO did finally get approval for Christian's medicine. But not every person on Medicaid has a mom like Colby, a strong advocate in his or her corner. To ensure no one is denied care, the state has a commission to monitor the MCOs. They've been holding hearings around the state. Don Shumway serves as vice chair.
It is clear that some of the challenges that families are facing now are very real and very problematic for them. That is important for us to recognize and really dedicate ourselves to those solutions.
Shumway says frustrations among some medical providers are also bubbling up. Take Granite State Independent Living, a Concord nonprofit that supports people with disabilities. A typical client may be an adult who uses a wheelchair after a spinal cord injury. Aides paid for by Medicaid visit daily to help, say, with preparing meals. Joyce Sebelevsky manages the program and says the need for these services is probably not going to change. But every 8 weeks, the MCO is asking Granite State Independent Living for new documentation before it will pay for it.
The constant reevaluation, for example, like a 2-month period to reevaluate whether or not that person's condition is going to change, you know, it's absurd, quite frankly.
Medicaid is a big, complicated system that provides health insurance for more than 100,000 residents, many with complicated needs. No one expected a completely smooth conversion. But Lisa Britsolsky, Deputy Medicaid Director, says big picture, the move has actually gone fairly well.
I will say that the bumps are exactly what I anticipated. The volume has not been overwhelming or discouraging. It's not to say they're not troubling, because in the midst of all of that is a patient, is a member who has a reasonable expectation of care being rendered in a timely basis.
She says the state is working with the MCOs to improve the prior authorization process and make sure they're living up to the terms of the contracts. And she says it will take much longer than a few months before anyone can judge the success or failure of managed care in New Hampshire. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.